Sub number four on state administration and general government. Thank you and welcome everyone for your participation. Today's docket consists solely of vote-only items. We will be taking public comment ahead of that. We welcome comment both in person and via teleconference for individuals who wish to participate and provide comment via teleconference. The participant number is 877-226-8163. 877-226-8163. Access code is 694-8930. 694-8930. The actions that we're moving are proposed for action today represent the Senate's budget plan. We hope and look forward to a collaborative conversation both with the Assembly and the administration. And before we get started, let's establish a quorum.
Senators Padilla?
Present.
Caballero?
Here.
Nilo?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you very much. All right. We will ask if there are any members of the public or interested parties present in the hearing room would like to provide testimony today. If so, please come forward, state your name for the record. Your time will be limited to 1 minute. Seeing no one come forward, I'll go to the moderator to see if we have folks who want to participate via teleconference.
Mr. Chair, we have at least one person who signaled that they wish to speak. Just a moment, please.
Thank you.
And we are now going to go to line 41.
Hello, members. My name is Amy Heinscheich, and I represent the California Community Land Trust Network. We have an item that was on the agenda before about the foreclosure intervention housing preservation program deferral, and we did submit a proposed compromise on that. But I'm calling today to ask about the CalHome deferral, the $50 million. It seems like ADU funding was pertaining to CalHome, although it did not reference that program by name. We have a bill by Assemblymember Ward AB 671 that would allow Community Land Trust to access the CalHome program, and we very much appreciate rejecting the concept of deferring that program. So thank you very much for your consideration, and we look forward to working with the committee.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Chair, there is no one else who signaled that they wish to speak.
Thank you. If someone here in the hearing room would like to speak, please come forward, state your name for the record.
Yes, thank you. Sorry, I didn't get quite quick up enough. Just wanted to speak quickly to issues 36 and 37 related to homelessness funding and accountability. I really appreciate the Senate moving forward with an additional year of HAP funding. Justin Garrett, California State Association of Counties, apologies. And item 37 to keep the conversation going on accountability, and we look forward to continuing to collaborate. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else in the hearing room? All right, we'll move to the vote-only calendar then and start with group number one, which is composed of issues 1, 2, 5, 8, 9, 10, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 1, 25, 26, 27, 28, 30, through 33, 35, 38, 40, 42, and 47. Do we have a motion?
You said item number 21, not item number 20, right?
Correct. Item 21. Item number 20 is to be taken up in group number 2.
Right. I'll move those items.
All right. Those items have been moved. Caballero?
The motion is adopt staff recommendation. Senators Padilla?
Aye.
Padilla, aye. Caballero?
Aye.
Caballero, aye. Nilo?
Aye.
Nilo, aye.
All right. Those items. The yeses are three ayes, no noes, no abstentions. Those items are out. Group number two is composed of issues 3, 4, 6, 7, 11, 20, 22, 23, 24, 29, 34, 39, 41, 43, 44, 45, and 46.
I'll move those items as well.
Moved, Caballero.
The motion is adopt staff recommendation. Senators Padilla?
Aye.
Padilla, aye. Caballero?
Aye.
Caballero, aye. Nilo?
No.
Nilo, no.
Thank you. The votes are ayes 3, 1 no, no abstentions. Those items are out. Group number 3, composed of issues 36 and 37. I'll enter.
Move them.
Move, Caballero.
The motion is adopt staff recommendation. Senators Padilla?
Aye.
Padilla, aye. Caballero?
Aye.
Caballero, aye. Nilo?
Not voting.
All right, 200, those items are out. That was painless, almost. And I think a record. I don't want to jinx ourselves for the next. Appreciate everyone's participation. Certainly, always, as always, appreciate the work of staff. There were additional comments on today's hearing. You could submit them to the consultants, irrespective. And at this time, the subcommittee is adjourned.
Okay. That was just a